Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Grab a Dunkin' this morning. It's going to be another nice day. I saw the run of weather, by the way. It may rain a little bit over the weekend, I think, or in the next couple days. But then it looked like 81 for a high and like 63 for a low for like the next 7 days.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, turn on your mic.
I kind of like that.
Ronnie.
I'm okay. Yeah, I like that. I know some people think like 75 or whatever. Give me 80. I'll take 80, but you know, and yesterday turned out to be, I thought it was going to be a washout at Heinz Field, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it looked great. It was great.
It was beautiful.
If we do get the weather as advertised, it's going to be perfect for like the next week. By the way, time right now, 7:05. Get your home sold guaranteed, and for top dollar, Gina Giampietro, a Remax Select Realty. Visit GinaWillSellYourHome.com. All right, here we go. So this is one of the best pieces I've seen written, especially by Nancy Armour in USA Today in quite a while. Follow me here, Dateline Tokyo, she's there. Simone Biles continued to have the twisties on all four events, something she's never experienced before, and that loss of awareness of where she is in the air raises new doubts about whether she'll be able to compete again in the Tokyo Olympics. So I'm going to read bits and pieces of this to kind of illustrate where this is, where this whole story is. Biles posted two videos on her Instagram story of her trying to do uneven bar dismounts Friday, which is, you know, it was just a couple hours ago in Tokyo, 10 hours ago in Tokyo about, but we wake up Friday here in the States. And it's clear she's not her usual self. She's supposed to be to do double twisting somersault, and in the first video she gets through just half a twist. She suddenly drops out of the air flat on her back into this foam pit, which would be not a foam pit if she was competing. She deleted the videos within an hour of posting them, though later reposted the text she had accompanying them. "I don't think you realize how dangerous this is and hard on competition surfaces," she wrote. "Sometimes I can't even fathom twisting. I seriously can't comprehend how to twist." She pulled out of the team competition Tuesday. She withdrew from Thursday night's all around. She's not yet decided if she will compete in the event finals, which began Sunday. She has qualified for all four. So, long story short, she has now come out, Simone Biles, and said that she has essentially the yips, okay? Now, I'm just going to speak for myself. There were people that made a big push and made a big punch and tried to force people into, with the very beginning, and it was predictable with this story, into two camps. She is a quitter. She's awful. She's the worst person in the world, right? Or, man, she is a hero. She's so brave. This is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in sports. We need to lift her up and give her everything because she admitted she has, dare I say, mental strain. Okay, after you hear this, that she essentially has what Steve Blass had, what she had, what Chuck Knobloch had, Mackie Sasser had, David Duvall had. She has an inability right now. And we don't know how big that window is for this. An inability to do something that she regularly used to do very routinely within her sport. Are we still filing this under mental health and mental strain? You know, because she became the poster person at 24 years old for about a 24-hour, 48-hour news cycle of layoff, you can't criticize this person. She is somebody that's going through something mental, and you're not allowed to say anything critical. Again, I have been in the middle of this the whole time, and a story like this from Nancy Armour, for me at least, again, just my opinion, even further bolsters what I felt all along. It's okay. I'm not going to crush this girl, okay? But is this a mental health situation, or is this somebody just losing their ability to focus in what essentially is their World Series? Now, I hate playing the what-if game. I hate doing that. I don't like dealing with hypotheticals, and I won't deal with hypotheticals. What I will deal with is things that happen. Were all those arms open for Chuck Knobloch when he was throwing the baseball off the stands and into the in over the dugout? No. People are on late-night talk shows making fun of the guy. What about Mackie Sasser? No, they were showing highlight reels of him not being able to throw the ball back to the pitcher. What about John Lester, like rolling the baseball over to first base because he can't throw it over there, walking it over? What about David Duvall? You know, again, we rushed and rushed. Again, just my opinion here, to go hand her every ESPY that there was, to try to sign her to every deal, to make her this big vigilant in the forefront of mental health. Is that what it is whenever you lose it or whenever you're not doing well and performing within the throes of your sport? All of a sudden, it's just thrust to, well, she's going undergoing a mental health thing. Lay off. You can't be critical.
Well, she was. It was affecting her mentally because she understood that she couldn't perform the way that she performs, and she was putting herself in danger. And so to attempt those routines, and she did stuff that no one else can do. And she was, you know, the way I had read it is that there were things where it was too difficult for the judges to judge her because no one else was doing what she was doing. But all of a sudden to lose your perspective or awareness in midair when you're doing all these things that we watched and said, whoa, mm-hmm. How does she do that? Well, I don't know how she did it. And all of a sudden she couldn't do it. And if she tried to do it and she landed on her neck, what's going to happen? And so she decided that. So I think it's something that certainly affected her mentally. And yet it's because I don't know if that's like a physical thing, motor skill when your brain can't process what's going on.
I think what's affected her mental health is not being able to have success. I'll just say that. For me, high-end athletic competition, and like nobody is allowed to say this. This is the part that blows me away in what's gone on the last week. High-end athletic competition involves mental toughness. That's different than mental health. Coming down with a case of the yips, which what this is, what David Duvall did, Steve Blass did, all this, that is part of not losing focus and keeping it between the fences and not veering off the lane, especially in the biggest moments. And this is her Super Bowl. Again, I feel for her that she fell off, that she can't get it together right now. But we immediately put that in a canister and file it into, you can't be critical, she's going through a mental health situation. No, she's just not performing the way that she used to.
Well, I think, and if you read further, that Simone Biles says that this isn't the first time this has happened to her. And when you think about it, how many times do we pay attention to gymnastics? Maybe once a year, maybe once every 4 years when they're involved in this stuff. And they train all the time. And she said this has happened to her before. And when it's happened to her before, I believe it was, if you get the article up, it was something like 2 weeks, she said, that she had to work on it mm-hmm. and had to overcome it by working over 2 weeks. Well, right now, she doesn't have 2 weeks. If this thing cropped up for whatever reason and she doesn't have time to work her way through it. And so she's just taking the safe route here and not putting herself in danger.
Which is fine on its face sure. value. And I take that every day of the week. But people like me got criticized because I didn't want to force her onto some heroic platform. And I still stand by that. She's just somebody who lost the ability in whatever window it is to do what used to come routine. Is there a mental health quotient to that?
Yeah,
I don't know. There's a performance quotient to it as far as I'm concerned.
And as with any athletic endeavor, there's endeavor mm-hmm. In Denver or anywhere else, you've got to have it together mentally in order to perform physically.
Right. Well, I just don't know where it's going to go. A guy then who is generally a sharpshooter in basketball, okay, misses a bunch of shots and then goes, you know what? I just don't have my rhythm. I can't shoot the basketball. Hold on. Everybody needs to rally around me. I got to go on the late night talk shows. I'm going to go on The View and everything else. It's a mental health issue. I can't find my stroke. It's the same thing to me.
Well,
but so many people race to hammer people like me who just didn't want to buy it, Jim.
That got out there because there was a coach that told somebody from NBC that it was not there was nothing physically wrong with her, that it was a mental issue. And I think it went from one step to another and got exaggerated that way. You know, it's a legitimate reason. And I never look, if she felt that she couldn't compete and as it turns out putting herself in danger, then there, I certainly have no problem with her doing what she did.
And again, I hate playing the what if game, but if LeBron James went out in warmups, a game 7 of the NBA Finals, and he didn't have his stroke, and LeBron James said, "You know what? I don't have my stroke. It's warmups," and
that's
he looked
a little
over,
bit different.
How?
No, that's a lot different.
How?
Because that's just a physical thing of not being able to do that. He's not putting himself. No, she's putting her life in potentially in danger by trying to perform what
Understood.
She does. LeBron James, by just not being able to make a jump shot,
my
not
pillar
putting his
point
life in
holds
danger.
Though. She's not a hero for it. She's just somebody who made a decision, and I'm tired of people making her and anybody else a hero and lifting them to some heroics and calling her brave. No, she's not brave. She's just somebody who didn't compete in the Olympics. And that's all. I'm not trying to crush this girl. I'm just not. But people like me get crushed because I don't want to wave some red, white, and blue flag and say, this is one of the greatest people that's ever lived because she did this. She's the greatest gymnast who ever lived. But in this endeavor, the 2020 Olympics that are played in 2021, she quit. She quit. This is like LeBron James going out and warming up in games. I think it is. In game 7 of – hold on. I'm not done. In game 7 of the NBA Finals and warming up and not having his stroke and looking over to his bench and saying, I don't have it. I'm not playing tonight. The country would bury that guy. Bury him. If it was a male, he'd get buried.
Maybe so, but that's not the same situation, not even close.
This is a bunch of woke people and feeling as if you got to line up and have the same opinion they do.
If LeBron James had dizzy spells or something along those lines that he wouldn't, which is kind of what the Simone Biles situation is, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know why she all of a sudden lost her ability to realize where she was when she was doing all these turns.
Then answer
stuff.
Me this. Where are we going with it? Where is the line then?
Can
anybody in any sport say, I don't have it today. I don't want to jeopardize my mental health. I don't have it. Or is it just gymnastics where it's dangerous? You know, I get it. Like if you're a race car driver, BMX person, somebody like that, where you can understand real physical hurt if you don't perform. I get that. I get the danger quotient to it. But you signed up to do that endeavor. If you want to walk off, that's fine. That's fine. I don't begrudge you for that. But I'm not going to make you a hero for it. But where's the line then? In football, you can get hurt real bad. If a guy says, I'm not feeling good, can he just walk off and do no criticism?
He should. How many times did guys play through concussions and they had to be saved from themselves?
Let me ask you this then. Can it jeopardize then you being selected for a team or getting a contract in the moving forward then? And should it? Like Simone Biles is great. She's the greatest gymnast ever. So it's not. But if you're somebody who says, I don't really have it today, I'm going to walk off. If people like, not you, but a lot of people are saying, you got to look at this situation just like a physical injury. When you look at people who have past physical injuries, you say, I don't know if we should sign this guy. We don't know if he's healthy. For somebody that doesn't want to play all the time because they could maybe be realizing a mental health situation, should it jeopardize if you want to sign them as a general manager?
Yeah, because that's a business situation.
Correct. Like Simone Biles, you go to pick somebody for the next Olympics and you say, hey, she quit an hour before we were supposed to do what we were going to do. I don't know. Is she going to do it again? And I'm the bad guy for bringing up something like that. I think it's a very fair question. You skated on us in Tokyo. Are you going to be there next time?
Well, the one thing I'll say is that there are women and men. There are gymnasts at lower levels that might be able to make a safer decision than trying to force themselves through something that could put their life in danger, quite honestly. And maybe if she does that, then they say, you know what? I'm not going to try to do something that I can't do.
Coming up next, unbelievably poignant moment from the NBA draft. And I have a decision I need to make. Jim, your buddy Joel Wagner at Wagner's Market needs to help me out. I might need to text him. He has to help me out. That's coming up at 7:30. But an unbelievably poignant moment from the NBA draft. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.